This is Ozarks at Large. The number of cases of COVID-19 is rising in northwest Arkansas, and as the state prepares to move to another phase of activity, healthcare providers in the region are reminding residents the virus is still a serious matter and should be considered such. This week, northwest Arkansas healthcare providers, a coalition of area hospitals and medical professionals, is launching the Stay Safe, Stay Strong public campaign. A press release yesterday includes information that area hospitals are prepared and have capacity and remain safe. However, the release indicates if the current rate of spread in northwest Arkansas continues, area health systems could be strained. The campaign will include a northwest Arkansas-centric video announcement, a website with data, and more to inform people on the latest. Late yesterday, we reached Martine Pollard, who is a liaison between the coalition and the Northwest Arkansas Council and the public. We asked her what a regionally targeted public service campaign about the virus can accomplish.
I think my hope is that, we are one state, but, we're also regional. I mean, even when we hear the press briefings at 1:30. We hear from the governor and Dr. Smith from different regions in the state. And so we all recognize that. And we just all have different nuances. I mean, for, a long time, we weren't really seeing a surge in Northwest Arkansas. And now that's the opposite. So we just believe that, we're a tight-knit community. We have a lot of deep feelings about this region of the state, and we just think it's really a time for us to really connect and unite and understand what is happening with this virus and, come together in understanding that and really just protecting each other and our healthcare workers and protect those that are vulnerable. And for those that might not have an awareness around that they be educated around that.
I know that we're at the end of, I think, the 13th week where things have been different in northwest Arkansas. Many of us are impatient. We'd like things to be able to move on, but that's just not yet the case.
Kyle, as much as I would like to say that it is, it really is not. It's still really important that, if you have the opportunity to stay in place, it's really important to do that. Now, I know that that's not necessarily feasible. And then with the opening up of other, going into phase two, that's opening other things. But there still needs to be a recognition that COVID-19 is very much in northwest Arkansas. It's a highly contagious virus, and there are things that we don't know about it, and it is impacting people differently than just kind of having respiratory issues. Depending on what your underlying health issues, our physicians are seeing people respond differently to that. And so this isn't about being afraid or anything like that. It's just about having good information and letting that guide you and making good decisions in how you do enter when you enter workplace or other venues when you leave your home.
The Safe and Strong campaign is going to many different places. These aren't the old days when you had three channels and one newspaper. People can pick up information from so many different places. Is part of what the Safe and Strong Northwest Arkansas campaign doing to try to reach as many people in as many different ways as possible?
Yes, absolutely. As we all know, that has certainly evolved, and some people don't watch TV. All they do is get their information from, a smartphone, or maybe some people don't have that technology. And where they do get their information is maybe from, a grocery store or gathering places, which hopefully they're socially distanced when they gather there. But, whether that's a poster or a flyer or an insert in a community paper to a digital platform, and hopefully we'll have a broader reach in the TV market. But yes, we we're trying to be really thoughtful about how we can reach folks. Obviously, social media is a big aspect of that, but also just intentionally connecting, you know, with our friends and colleagues and having conversations. So we do see it as a multi-channel, multi-faceted campaign. And we honed in on safe and strong because we know that this is evolving. And so we really wanted a message that would resonate and was reflective of our community, which I think Northwest Arkansas is strong. But we know it will evolve. But we just think it's really important for people to think through the safety aspect, and that while it's tough, and for some of us, you know, thankfully right now where our health is good, but it's hard to stay home and some people are isolated. And we just want to continue that message of let's hang in there together. Let's be strong together. We will eventually come out on the other side. But if we don't do the things that we need to do now, this is going to be even longer. That we talk about, we went from a sprint to now we're in a marathon. And if we don't keep up the practices that we need to, I don't even want to think about what beyond a marathon looks like.
No. And it should be pointed out, and we've talked to some of the officials and doctors with area hospitals, that there was surge planning. I mean, way back, you know, several months ago, ready for it. So that is helping now as the numbers and hospitalizations do go up in Northwest Arkansas. But surge planning can, you know, I don't want to be pessimistic, but that can only go so far. And that's one of the reasons you want to stop the spread as much as you can.
Absolutely. And you hone in a great point. You know, we started our planning in early March, unified messaging, clinical collaboration, you know, identifying, you know, number of beds and equipment that was needed. What was our specialty expertise amongst all of the hospitals, so we could manage this as a region and not just as isolated facilities. And yes, now that plan is in play, and it is. It is manageable, but like you said, if we don't continue or to implement practices that maybe haven't been implemented before, it will potentially put a strain on us. So that's why we really feel important about getting these messages out now.
There is an online resource that the healthcare providers, along with the Northwest Arkansas Council, have put together where you can get pretty much up-to-date information, whether you're an individual, a family, or a business, about COVID-19.
That is correct. And it's just been a great partnership with the council. We essentially pivoted the work of the Northwest Arkansas Healthcare Transformation Committee to focus on COVID-19. And so the council has been their website's been a great central location for all of this information, which is at nwacouncil.org/healthcare. So all that information is out there. Folks can download some of the flyers and information, and there's a wealth of information for employers. And it also goes beyond just healthcare. They've also provided resources for the arts and culture and banking and small business, so which is very reflective of how COVID-19 has impacted all aspects of our life.
Martine Pollard is a liaison spokesperson for the Northwest Arkansas Healthcare Providers. The organization is launching the Stay Safe, Stay Strong campaign this week to reemphasize the importance of taking COVID-19 seriously in the region. The website with COVID-19 information we mentioned is nwacouncil.org/health-care.